This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Most of us think about hackers as people who tinker with computers and make tech do things it wasn't originally supposed to do. Some people trace hacking back to the 1950s and 1960s. That's when the technologically curious started tricking telephone signal systems into unlocking free long-distance calling. But I want to tell you an awesome story about hacking that started even earlier. In the early 1900s, some of the first American phone companies were expanding their networks in U.S. cities. They weren't, however, setting up lines in rural areas. Too expensive, too few customers. So farmers, ranchers, or you could call them hackers, started setting up their own lines with the same barbed wire fencing they used to pen in their livestock. David Cecilia is an assistant professor at University of Maryland. He's written about how hundreds of thousands of rural residents first got hooked up.
The big companies didn't want to go out onto the Great Plains and up into the Dakotas and so on. Since it was a network technology, the vast majority of cost was in the networks itself.
Laying the wires or building, building the poles, carrying the wires.
Exactly. So the farmers kind of did it themselves. A growing number of them said, let's use the actual barbed wire that's in place already. And it turns out that it works. Oftentimes, your property abutted another farmer's property, so you would string a little shunt wire to connect the two, and lo and behold, the two of you now have a two-person network. And if you do this a few more times, you maybe have a six-family or eight-farm network.
How does the wire itself carry the conversation?
You know, it's a conducting metal, and so you just needed some juice, which some people ingeniously use their car batteries. You could set up one of these with half a dozen or so families. Most of them didn't have any fee, and the subscribers or members sometimes would chip in a few bucks per year for maintenance. And then you're off and running.
This is like the adult version of people stringing two wires and a couple of cans together, right?
I mean,
they kind of hack their way into it.
The reason they did this was because they had compelling needs. They were isolated, so they wanted to find out weather reports. They wanted crop reports. They wanted help tracking down loose cattle or, heaven forbid, a child walked off and got lost. So what happens is that the rural folks ended up being much more intensive users of the telephone than people in the cities.
Do you see any parallels between this story and what's happening today?
The parallel that comes to mind is what is happening in places like China, where a local person will get a cell phone and then rent out that service to other villagers. In countries that, you know, don't want to sink the cost of building these hardwired networks, it's sort of percolating up and on a very local level at the early stage now.
Dr. David Cecilia is an associate professor at the University of Maryland. Doctor, thank you.
My pleasure.